go.
There's a scene where she comes, and obviously it's in the footage that she's basically saying, you know, I want something from you.
Yeah.
And I just remember that day because we were, well, how do we express all this stuff, and that she's been traveling around? So the idea we had, and Rachel winds up saying, I got you this from there, and figs from the Cyclades, and all these things. So we kind of covered all the ground. But the real thing was, she comes over sweet, natural as can be, and it's just kind of like she's, you know, waking up a college roommate or something like that, and you see my eyes open like the devil herself is in the room.
Yeah.
And the first thing I do is go like check the safe to see if she's stolen my shit. So we communicated a lot with a little, and it's a really strangely, you know, like in a straightforward detective story, yeah, we know that you would be the femme fatale, and you can't be trusted, but we're going to get together at the end and this and that. But it's so much a function of where Irene interfaces with the bad guy plot, and what our actual history is, and where we're going, and how many times can you forgive someone for screwing you over. But back in the books, and Lionel was talking about this too, you know, this, we have an opportunity because we could still go do it, but if, you know, you always go back and dial things in, that, you know, there was a time that Holmes had Watson throw a grenade into your apartment to smoke everybody out, and then had me come in looking like I was an injured bystander, so I could go up and sneak into your safe and get, you know, all that stuff you were talking about. So
it's very